You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans.
In the last 3 years, we've increased educational spending at the state level for K-12 each and every year to the point where we've invested $660 more per student than there was previously before I took office. That's a huge investment in K-12 education.
That's Governor Rick Snyder giving his State of the State address last night in Lansing. It was one of the more contentious portions of his speech on the state's investment in education. State Representative Kate Siegels, a Democrat who represents Battle Creek, Springfield, Albion, and several Calhoun County townships in the Michigan House. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the governor said he was setting the record straight on education funding. Has there been an increase of $660 per pupil?
Well, if you don't count the $2 billion he took out of education when he started office, I'm sure he can use those numbers. But that's a false number to tell our schools who are struggling day in and day out on how to provide a quality education for our students by saying they have more money than when he started office.
How do you get there? How do you cook the books, or how do you make the numbers work in such a way to get there? I mean, what are we missing when he says $660 per pupil more?
Well, he's just talking about what he's added back in from the massive cuts he did his first term in office when he took $2 billion out of our schools and out of the pockets of our middle-class families as well to give to his corporate special interests. We still don't have the jobs, and in fact, we are now looking for an auditor general who has been fired, frankly, by this administration because they came out and said that the jobs that this governor claims he has were not materializing. And so he is ignoring the day-to-day struggles our schools are having right now by saying that he's been giving them all this money all of a sudden.
The governor did not give any specifics, but he did say that the projected budget surplus should be used for tax relief. Would you support tax relief in some form?
I would support tax relief back to our families and our seniors who had to pay significantly more out of our pockets over the last couple of years. But I will not support a tax relief that goes to special interests. We have our seniors struggling to make payments. We have 400,000 fewer people qualifying for the homestead credit in Michigan. And we need to give real relief to our working men and women who are going to work every day and struggling to make their payments and pay that high increased taxes they've been faced with.
Reading from the speech last night, the people that come to mind in particular are those hardworking Michiganders that get up every day. They pack their lunch to go to work. They work hard all day. They come home tired. And after they get home, they're worried about their bills. I don't think we can solve all their issues, but we can help. He said it should go to those hardworking folk. Does that sound at least conceptually like something you could support?
Well, and conceptually, what I was thinking last night is if you really want to help those individuals, we should be raising the minimum wage, and that's not what he talked about. You know, when he has been talking about the numbers, he's talking about $325 million. That's an ongoing surplus from where the numbers are right now in the budget, and that's not talking about specifics. Are we going to give the earned income tax credit back to those same men and women who are paying more taxes and really struggling with their bills because they took that credit away? They significantly reduced it. Or our families who lost $600 per child tax credit. In my community, they also took away the matching state contribution when you donate to the food bank in our domestic violence shelters. And our domestic violence shelter in Battle Creek is one of the busiest in the state and struggling to provide services because of some of these cuts.
Last hour, we spoke with State Representative Eric Nesbitt, and I asked him that if it were entirely up to him, what would happen with the budget surplus? Let me give you that same option. If it was just up to Kate Siegel, what would happen with the state budget surplus that has been projected?
I would use that to support my colleague's bill that's already been introduced and ready to act on to repeal the tax on seniors' pensions, especially those seniors that had already retired, had already figured out what they needed to retire, and then all of a sudden get stuck with a huge tax bill.
If you had to pick one or two areas where spending has been cut, where would you want to perhaps reinvest some of that money?
Education, no question. A lot of the categoricals that our schools count on to help struggling students or to provide specialty programming have been wiped out. And those are very needed to provide extra support in the classroom to help our students that are struggling, to help our students that need special programs because they're advanced. but get those categorical funding back so our schools can work with all students.
Governor also talked about expanding early childhood education, some proposed initiatives on immigration. We have about 30 seconds left. Will there be Democratic support for those initiatives, depending on the details?
Depending on the details, definitely. And one of the things I was talking about last night is if we really want to talk about immigration and really talk about having a diversified community that we support in Michigan, then the governor needs to come out and support changes to the Elliott Larson's Act so everybody in Michigan has the same rights and is protected in this state.
Kate Siegel, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Kate Siegel is a Democrat. She represents Battle Creek, Springfield, Albion, and several Calhoun County townships in the Michigan House.